It has been a while since a U.S. president traveling abroad could expect politics to be on hold back home. President Bush arrived in Berlin today, greeted by German dignitaries, chanting protesters, and the news that a Senate committee had just issued him a subpoena. The committee wants records of contacts between the White House and the Enron Corporation. The president's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, said the subpoena was unnecessary because the White House was already trying to cooperate with the committee and that it was the Democrats who control the committee who had failed to cooperate with the White House.
But for the next week, the president will be focusing on foreign policy. After Berlin, he travels to Russia, where he'll sign an arms control agreement, and then on to France and Italy. Mr. Bush will be rallying support for the next phase in the war against terrorism. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This is President Bush's first ever trip to Germany, and in Berlin, he visits a city that has inspired two of the past half century's most memorable presidential speeches. John F. Kennedy spoke in June of 1963.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
And in June of 1987, with the Brandenburg Gate towering behind him, Ronald Reagan issued this demand of Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Berlin Wall did come down in 1989, and since then, American presidents have come here to celebrate the U.S. friendship with a unified Germany. President Bush, on his first day here, visited a coffee shop near where the wall once stood. His motorcade also drove through a thriving commercial district featuring luxurious hotels, banks, shops, and street vendors, all in a spot that used to be a barren, heavily fortified no-man's land. Tomorrow, Mr. Bush will deliver a speech to the German parliament, located in the historic Reichstag building. He'll focus on new threats facing Europe and the U.S. in the post-Cold War era. The president previewed his speech as he left the White House this morning.
Of course, I appreciate the friendship with the European people, our strong alliance, and that our alliance must remain tough in the war against global terror. That even though we've had some initial successes, there's still danger for countries which embrace freedom. Countries such as ours, or Germany, France, Russia, or Italy. And as an alliance, we must continue to fight against global terror. We got to be tough.
But the prospect of a widening war on terrorism around the world is what has drawn many protesters to Berlin this week as well. Today, one marcher held a sign that read, Bush, du bist kein Berliner. Translation, Bush, you are no Berliner. The White House has said that Iraq is a possible target for future military action. The issue will come up here in Berlin. The president's description of Iraq, Iran, and North Korea as an axis of evil has prompted criticism, not just from angry demonstrators, but also from many European leaders. The White House is offering no apologies. Condoleezza Rice is the president's national security advisor.
Whether or not Europeans liked the way the president said it, it is very hard to argue with the logic that states that repress their own people, try to acquire weapons of mass destruction, and are not transparent, and have demonstrated their willingness to violate and to completely shove aside all international norms, those states are a danger.
The president and the leaders he'll meet with in the coming week are expected to put forth a united front, each committed to confronting the terrorist threat around the world. It's true that there are differences of opinion, but the message from Mr. Bush and his European counterparts this week likely will be that there is much, much more that they have in common. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Berlin.